Radio.net.
Radio for Catholic and other Christians. This is 990 WDEO, Ypsilanti, Detroit, or on the internet at WDEO.net.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Catholic psychotherapist and author Dr. Gregory Popcheck and his wife and co-author Lisa Popcheck. Every weekday at this time, Greg, Lisa, and friends help you find faith-filled answers to questions about marriage, parenting, and the people who drive you nuts. So join us for the next hour as we explore how to love and serve the Lord with our whole heart, mind, and strength.
Love you, love with my heart, mind, and strength. I will live your word with my heart, mind, and strength. I will serve you, love, for all the days of my life. I will serve with my heart, mind, and strength.
Hello there, everybody. You are listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. I'm Dr. Greg Popcheck.
And I'm Lisa Popcheck.
And we are taking your calls about whatever is weighing heavily on your heart, troubling your mind, or sapping your strength. If you are having a tough time today in your marriage, if your kids are driving you batty, if you personally are just having a tough time finding your way through, we are here to help. 877-573-7825. Again, the toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Our email address
is radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
Maybe you've got a really busy day and you're just running around like a crazy person trying to get it all done, and you feel like, I just don't have time for the things that are most important in my life. I don't have a way to organize my life so that I can feel connected to God, connected to the people who care about me, connected to my own sanity. Well, if you need a place to stop and check in and get a little bit of support and find that peace, that center, we're here to help. 877-573-7825.
Whatever is getting to you, we're here for you. A whole hour that's just about you and helping you feel better and get connected with God. That's a pretty good way to spend an hour. So pull up a phone and dial 877-573-7825, and let's talk about it today.
Pull up a phone. Oh, gosh. Well, you know, yeah, because you can feel every once in a while like you just don't know whether you're coming or going. And in those times, the anxiety just starts to build up, and you just feel like, on the one hand, I've got to get this all done. I've got to get this all done. And then you hear on the other side of your head, but I can't possibly get it all done. And it's the going back and forth between those two poles that actually creates that feeling of anxiety and panic. In the extreme, you can actually get panic disorder. And it's just from those two competing thoughts playing in your head at exactly the same time. I've got to get it done. I've got to get it done. I've got to get it done. Combined with, but there's, I just can't do it. I can't
well,
do it all.
Think about if you're driving, and a lot of our listeners are driving right now. If you're driving down the road, a road that you're used to, and suddenly, because of, I don't know, a lightning storm or some kind of, you know, what happens around here, a squirrel eats the wiring in the electric power plant.
It's true. We're not making this up.
At least once a year in Steubenville, a squirrel gets fried, poor little thing. And it messes up the electricity all over town for a very long time.
Like a month ago, in the substation, a squirrel actually got into the works and electrocuted itself and set the whole substation on fire.
Yeah, it was horrible, and we were without electricity for a couple days. But what can happen when something quirky in life, or as you're going along like that down a road, what can happen is all of a sudden those traffic lights that you rely on that tell you when to go, when to stop, when to speed up and go real fast, they all start blinking at once. And sometimes life gets like that. You've got the green lights flashing and the red lights flashing, and you don't know what to do. It's confusing. You get a little bit of a panic going on. You're worried about, you know, somebody going through the intersection and crashing into you. Should you stop? Should you go? And life can feel like that sometimes. And we're here to help you get it all sorted out, so that you can feel calm, so that you can know what your next action steps are supposed to be, so you can get your life in right order with God and the people you love. And when you do that, the people you care about will also bear the good fruit of it all.
877-573-7825 is the number to call to join the conversation here on Heart, Mind, and Strength. Let's start with our prayer. In the name of the Father,
and the Son,
and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, we come into your presence and we thank you for the opportunity you are giving us to spend this time with you. We bring our hearts before you and we ask you to heal us, Lord. Heal the brokenhearted and help us so that we might be able to experience the fire of love burning in our hearts. We ask you to fill our minds with the peace that surpasses all understanding so that we might be able to silence the voices in our head and listen only to your voice leading us and guiding us through the darkness. We ask you to strengthen us with your grace for the journey that is ahead, the journey that leads to abundance and perfection in you. We bring ourselves before you, Lord, and we ask that you would give us everything that we need to create our hearts and homes to reflect the gospel of life and share your love with the world. We ask all of this
in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Mary, seat of wisdom.
Please, Mother, pray for us.
We're going to be taking your calls in just a moment at 877-573-7825. But first, it's time for Living in the Word, where we take a look at a verse from Scripture that reminds us of God's faithfulness and our response. This week's Living in the Word comes from John chapter 15, verse 16. The Lord says, I have chosen you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last. Amen, huh? It's good to remember that we are chosen by God to go out and bear fruit that will last. We sometimes feel like we haven't been chosen for anything except try to survive the day. You know, I just want to make it through to the end of the day without somebody getting killed or the dog being set on fire. You know, I mean, you have those days, but it's important to remember that God has chosen you for great things. And that he is rooting for your success because your success means that a part of the kingdom that he created you to build is being built. And with him at your side, rooting for you, working with you, supporting you, what can come against you? Commit this verse to memory so that God's word can be a comfort to you in your time of need. Again, it's John 15, verse 16. The Lord says, I have chosen you from the world to go and bear fruit that will last. Amen. Well, if you're struggling to figure out how to bear that fruit that will last in the world, and you just feel like you're a dead, dry tree, you got nothing growing on you.
That's a crummy feeling.
It is a crummy feeling. And you're just not sure where you're going to get that energy from, where you're going to get that nourishment that you need to start bearing the fruit. Well, we're here for you. 877-573-7825. We'll pile all kinds of fertilizer on top of you.
Well, no, it can happen. You know, I mean, there's an idea that as Catholics, we try to live a self-donative life. But what if you're donating and donating and donating so much that there's not a whole lot of self left? Well,
it's true. It can happen.
You know, that can happen. And, of course, what we're supposed to do in that case is fill up with Christ. But sometimes that's hard to do if we can't even connect with God because we're so busy donating that there's not a second left for God or for ourselves. If you're struggling with that kind of thing or any other thing that's on your heart or mind today, we'll help revamp your strength and get it back for you. 877-573-7825. Right now we're going to Paul in Michigan.
Paul in West Bloomfield, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you today?
Hi. Thank you for your show. I was listening the past couple of days. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Sure can.
Yeah, I'm at a point now in my marriage where it is dead, and it's almost to the point where it's going to end.
Now, are either one of you actually talking about divorce at this point? Has your wife threatened to walk out? Are you using words like that?
Yes.
Okay.
Both of you? Yes, both of you, or yes, your wife?
Both of us. But there's nothing left. And I just don't know which way to turn.
Well, why is there nothing left, Paul? What's going on?
There's no talking. There's nothing connected except for the kids.
But you're just describing the situation. Why do you think that's the case, and how long has this been going on?
It's turned into hate. It's turned into just the opposite of what everything's supposed to be.
What's the trigger for that, though, Paul? When did this all start, and what started it?
Well, it goes back a long ways, but it's part of just part of what we were from the beginning. I don't think there was anything that really made us enough to stay together. There's probably complex things involved in that, but
Paul, what's making you angry at your wife specifically?
I think because I can't get through to her.
About
feel
what?
Like
what is it that you want to get through to her about?
I can't feel connected as a person to her. It's just surface stuff.
Have you guys ever gotten any kind of counseling at all?
Yes. Initially, yes, we did. It was,
initially,
I can't get her.
Initially meaning when and where? How long ago?
Well, a long time ago, maybe 15 years ago.
Oh, well,
wow, that's forever ago.
And you're saying you can't get her to go back now?
No.
So what's stopping you from seeking the help that you need? I mean, look, here's the thing, Paul. A good, competent marriage counselor knows a lot about what's called one-person marital therapy, and that where you can do a whole lot of work, even if you're just the only person who's working on it. I mean, you can get a lot of things moving. It's easier, of course, if both of you are involved. But even if you get the ball rolling, there's a lot that can be done to start to find some leverage, to find some ways to make the change. And you said you have kids. How many kids do you have, and how old are they?
Two. They're under 10 and 12.
Wow. Okay, there's a lot of things that I'm hearing that are actually very positive, all right? I'm hearing that you want to make a connection, that the fact that you can't connect with her is emotionally gut-wrenching for you. That's obvious. So the fact that you want to make the connection, a big plus. Second big plus, guess what? You hate each other is a big plus. If you were calling me and you're saying, I just don't care. She just doesn't care. There's just nothing left. That's a lot harder to work with than a good, solid hate. If you hate each other, we can turn that passion around to something that's good for you.
Do you guys fight?
Yes.
Good. All right. That's good. See, I don't.
This is great stuff. Paul. There's hope here.
I worry about the couples who I really worry about are the couples who have gone who don't care, who care so little about each other they've stopped fighting.
Yeah.
Those are the folks you really have to worry about, because as a marriage counselor, I have to actually convince those people to start fighting again before they can get better. And once you've gotten to the place where you stop fighting and you start trying to figure out how to just work around each other, there's not a lot of motivation to actually increase the conflict in your life. So the fact that the two of you hate each other and are still fighting with each other,
that's awesome.
It's actually a really good.
I want you to get into one-person marriage counseling so you don't need to ask her permission for anything. And if she asks you why you're going, you're going to say, I hate you so much that it means I love you and we can work this out. And I am going because I'm committed to turning all this passion I feel for you around into a love that's going to last us forever. You want to come? And whether she says yes or no, you go.
Here's the thing, Paul. Hate is not the opposite of love. John Paul II said that actually using somebody was the opposite of loving them. Hate is just love that's been frustrated and hurt. And so when you have that kind of anger and that hatred toward each other, I mean, I know obviously we don't want you to stay in it, but it's a much better thing.
No, all we're saying is it's a launching pad, and it's a good springy launching pad that can really work for you guys.
It means that there's a lot of love there that's being frustrated, and there's a lot of hurt there that needs to be healed. But that doesn't mean that the thing's over. It just means that it gives us a place to start working on it. If you'd like to learn more about how you can save your relationship, I'm going to turn you on to a resource by Michelle Wiener Davis. It's called Divorce Busting. Really good book that talks about this kind of one-person marital therapy, where you can even do a lot of the things in the book on your own. But in a situation like this, it's very complicated, and I would really recommend that you seek some good marriage-friendly one-person marital counseling. And
especially good about that, Paul, is there are going to be times where if you just go through the book, which really will be helpful, there are going to be times where you get yourself back into trying to fix it and she frustrates you again and that anger in you flares up, or she says something and you're not quite sure how to handle it. If you've got a good one-person marriage therapist having your back, giving you the right words, helping you to stay on track, keeping your emotional temperature in check, things will turn around much faster.
Now, here's the thing. Two resources on this. If you want to try to find somebody locally, marriagefriendlytherapists.com is a referral source for local marriage counseling. It's not specifically Catholic, but they are marriage-friendly counselors. And you definitely want to get a good, competent marriage counselor who is a marriage-friendly counselor. Because a lot of people out there who do marriage counseling, and you might have even found this 15 years ago when you first went, are actually individual therapists who say they do marital counseling but don't really have any specific training in it. So you want to find somebody who specializes in marital counseling and also is a marriage-friendly therapist. In other words, that they'll fight for your marriage. Number two, you want to try to find somebody who is faithful, somebody who is consistent with your Catholic faith, who can help you work this stuff out in a manner that's respectful of your faith traditions. If you would like specifically to work with either myself or one of my associates for the Pastoral Solutions Institute, we do an awful lot of this kind of work. I'm fairly confident that we would be very successful in your situation. If you'd like to learn more about what we do, you can visit us online at exceptionalmarriages.com, or you can just come on over and give us a call at 740-266-6461 to set up an appointment. And we do all of our work on the telephone. Catholics all over the world, helping them find faithful, effective answers to the tough marriage and family and personal problems they're encountering. So either way, can you get yourself hooked up with a good, faithful marriage counselor? Start working on it yourself. If your wife says, "Why are you going?" or "Where are you going?" you just say, "Look, I made the appointment. I would love for you to come with me, but I'm going to do it either way because I'm committed to you and I'm committed to this relationship and I'm committed to turning all this anger and hurt and pain into the love that's at the heart." Because clearly, Paul, you still love her and you still want this to work. You're deeply emotional about this. You're deeply wrecked about this. And as Lisa was saying, we're not being flip about this at all. I think that's a very good thought. It's a very good sign of things to come if you can just harness that energy and use it for good.
There's real hope here, Paul. Hold on to it, okay? It can work for you. Don't give up.
So I get
thank you.
Divorce Busting and those resources that we turned you on to for counseling. Call them as soon as you get off the phone with us. God bless you, Paul, and you have our prayers.
Thank you.
If there's more we can do for you here, don't hesitate to call us again. 877-573-7825 is the toll-free number that you can call for your tough questions about marriage, about parenting, about dealing with difficult people, or about getting out of your own way if you're feeling frustrated in your life. 877-573-7825. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. Our email address?
radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
Maybe you find yourself in a similar situation to Paul and you feel like your marriage is on its last legs. There's good news for you. We do have the technology. We can rebuild it, but we can't do it unless you reach out and call 877-573-7825. Of course, you know, here I'm going to send a shout out to our listeners as well. If you've been through what Paul's going through right now, you know, maybe you and your spouse were at the brink of calling the divorce lawyer and something happened that made you say, "I'm going to give it another week," or "I'll give it another month." And in that intervening time, you were able to find some resources. You were able to find the grace that you needed to turn things around. I know Paul would really appreciate hearing your testimony and your encouragement. Give us a call at 877-573-7825 if you're glad you stuck it out despite the odds. Of course, if you want to talk about whatever else is weighing heavily on your heart, troubling your mind, or sapping your strength, we are here for you today. 877-573-7825, the email address.
radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
And we'll be back with more Heart, Mind, and Strength with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak right after this.
Fully Alive. Reflections on the scripture readings of today's Mass with Father Pat Egan, chaplain of Ave Maria Radio.
We're all a bit complacent. We tend to forget that Jesus had to fight to bring us the truth about God. He had to fight the devil in the desert and in the garden. He had to fight his flesh and fear of pain when he fasted and in the agony in Gethsemane. He also had to fight against the world, the system, the way things usually get done. Jesus fought the Pharisees who built religion on externals. They made a big deal of promoting and defending the law because he taught the true religion comes from the heart. Sincere expression comes from a sincere heart, while the Pharisees focused on what could be seen. And Jesus fought them on this. One day, it was a Sabbath, and Jesus was in the synagogue. There was a man before him who had dropsy. And Jesus spoke to the scribes and Pharisees, saying, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" And they were silent. Then he took the man and healed him and let him go. And Jesus said to them, "Which of you, having a son or an ox that fell into a well, will not immediately pull him out, even on a Sabbath day?" And they couldn't reply to this. Yes, Jesus wants us to keep the rules and regulations, but he wants even more for us to do this from sincere hearts filled with practical love and mercy. Is your heart filled with practical love and mercy? I hope so, because it's the merciful that will receive mercy. The Lord himself has told us that. So be merciful, and then you will receive mercy. I'm Father Pat Egan, chaplain to Ave Maria Radio, commenting on the readings read today at Mass. You can reach me on 734-930-3257. And remember, inspired by the Word of God, you can be more fully alive.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength for Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak, and we are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Pick up the phone, give us a holler here.
Right now, we're going to Kim in Florida.
Hey there, Kim. Welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you today?
Hi. I have a question. I've been in a marriage for 14 years, have a 4-year-old and a 12-year-old, and 6 months ago found out that my husband has been in an affair for about 4 years. Basically kind of a, it's a love affair. It wasn't just a flingy, you know.
Well, four years, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So we kind of got back together. You know, he said he wasn't going to be with her anymore and moved out because I couldn't really deal with it. And then he came back to me a couple times, and he always went back to her. And so it kind of went on even after the initial time that I found out, back and forth. Well, anyways, he's still kind of seeing her a little bit, but has told me. Now, I'm not divorced yet, mind you, but I've moved on, and I have, a guy that I'm seeing now too. But now my husband says that for the sake of the kids, he wants to try and see if we can, put the pieces back together.
And so your question is, should you?
Yeah.
Okay, well, now you've told us, he saw her, he came back, he saw her while he was back, have you guys, when you say he wants to work on putting it back together now, what have you guys done other than have him kind of come back and try to be nicer to each other to make this work in the past? Have you gotten into therapy? Is there somebody holding him accountable?
We were in therapy. Actually, they were in therapy while they were seeing each other. They were in Christian counseling together.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah. Which
he and the mistress went to Christian counseling together, therapist said that was okay?
Well, she said, you guys better run for the hills. This relationship will never be blessed. You need to tell your wife about it. Mm-hmm. Well, he never ended up telling me. I followed him to a hotel room. And
oh, you
there.
Poor
that's
baby.
So
he's
out.
Broken up with this other girl then?
No, he kind of gave up on me. He's been, telling me for a couple months now, we really should try this for the sake of the kids. He's a great dad. I mean, he wants...
No, but has he broken up with this other woman, or is she still in his life?
She's still in his life because he said that he just kind of gave up on me. And this woman pursues him, yeah. Yeah.
Well, here's the thing. First of all, neither one of you is free to date. I need to make that clear.
Yeah, let's be specific. You were married in the Catholic Church, correct?
No.
No, you're not.
You were not married in the Catholic Church. Where were you married?
No, we were married in just a, regular, I think it was Lutheran church.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, you still...
And you're both Catholic?
We're not Catholic. I'm sorry.
This really matters
for our answer.
Okay.
So fill us in. Neither of you was Catholic?
Right.
Okay.
Okay.
And you were married in a Lutheran church?
Right.
Okay.
Do you guys practice any faith at all, or is it just a...
No, we go to a non-denominational church.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Because that's going to change our answer a little bit, because there are certain stipulations for Catholics that you wouldn't be necessarily under exactly. But yeah, so the question is, should you reconcile with them? Well, here's the thing. If he's willing to break up with this woman and actually get rid of her, then I think the marriage deserves a shot. I mean, both for the sake of the kids and for the two of you, because nobody gets married to get divorced. As long as this other woman's in his life, there's just no chance of reconciling at all. So he's got to man up here and make some serious decisions. Otherwise, there's no chance of reconciling. But you were
saying, what if, what, Kim? What's your what if in this situation?
Well, I was recall, I gave him a couple, four chances to, after he said he wanted to come back, to actually come back and get rid of her, and he never did. So we're working off of that. And I don't have any more feelings left for him at all. I mean, I...
You know, it's not about the feelings so much. I mean, feelings come back. Feelings follow action, right? So, I mean, course you don't have any feelings for him because, you know, there hasn't been a marriage for years now. I mean, he's stomped him to death. But here, you know, it's also not about giving him any credit. If she's out of his life, period, if he's willing to get rid of her without any kind of promises of this thing working out, you know, then fine. But if he's not... If he's not mature enough to make a decision and say, yes, I'm willing to fight for the marriage without any guarantee that it'll work at this point, then that's something that's there's a possibility of putting something back together with that. I mean, yeah, for your kids as well as for yourself, even regardless of what your feelings are saying, because you know the feelings follow your actions. As I said, and there's an important commitment here that you've made to your kids, to the world, to yourselves. And sometimes we grow in spite of each other, not just because of each other. And this might be one of those instances. But if he's not mature enough to be able to say, I've got to get rid of her, the other woman, to do the right thing here without any kind of promise of it working, then there's no chance of you guys reconciling in any kind of a healthy way, and it's time to go ahead and move on.
But the one thing you have to do, Kim, have to, is the two of you and the kids need to get into family therapy. Do not think for a moment, even though one of them is small, that they are not being affected by Daddy's long-term affair, and they are not being affected by the fact that you now have a new guy in your life. They are being destroyed. All right?
They don't know anything about it.
Yes,
they
do.
Yeah, they do. Because they know the pattern. No, Kim, listen to me. They know the patterns that infidelity isn't just about infidelity. Infidelity is all about a person who doesn't know how to meet their needs in a relationship and handle conflict effectively. When somebody doesn't know how to get their needs met in a relationship and doesn't do well with conflict, those are the patterns that the kids see, and they learn from those patterns even when they haven't seen or been familiar with the infidelity.
So they're learning things like they can't trust Daddy. Even if he comes by and brings them ice cream and takes them to Disney World, they can't trust Daddy because Mommy can't trust Daddy. They're learning that marriages, you know, are something that they can't expect to last forever. They're learning a lot of patterns that are going to really, really, really hurt, especially as they go get older and try to have relationships themselves. I know you love these kids. I know the marriage is a confusing mess. I know you've been hurt, but I know you're the kind of mom who loves her kids enough to get off the phone with us and at least call a therapist to get into therapy with them so that they can start sorting this out so they can come out of it as whole as possible. Because they might not know the nitty-gritty details about girlfriends and boyfriends or anything else, but they will carry in their very marrow the understanding of the fact that they can't trust and they don't know what to do with relationships.
It's like I talk to a lot of people who, for instance, were alcoholics before their kids were born, and they just wait, you know, they quit. But they don't actually ever go through AA or any kind of counseling for it. They just go cold turkey. And they think that because it happened before the kids came on the scene that the kids won't know about it. But unfortunately, because they didn't really do the hard work that they needed to do on the relationship stuff, on the communication stuff, on the maturity stuff, all those patterns that existed while they were still drinking continue to exist. They're just not drinking. And then all of a sudden, the kids start mirroring their exact life. They hit 15 and they're out drinking too and becoming alcoholics as well. And they're like, how'd this happen? Well, because the kids didn't know about the alcoholism, but they knew about everything else that leads up to the alcoholism. And it's the same thing here. Unless you're dealing with the patterns that led to the infidelity in the relationship, you're passing it on to the kids. They need the help, and they are being worked by this. So make sure that you're following through with that recommendation. Kim, I've got to let you go with that. But if there's anything else we can do for you here on Heart, Mind, and Strength, don't hesitate to give us another call. 877-573-7825. 877-573-7825 is the toll-free number you can call to join the conversation here on Heart, Mind, and Strength with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak.
And, you know, Kim seemed a little doubtful. You know, she said, no, the kids don't know anything. You could hear her kind of get her voice up like, don't you tell me that my kids are being affected by this. And then she kind of, listen to me. If you are a child, an adult child, who lived through your parents' infidelity, and you can say to Kim, excuse me, but my parents did do their best, and it still hurt like crazy. It's still making me not trust my spouse. It's still making me teach my kids crazy things and be overprotective. It's still whatever. Kim needs to hear this. She's in a place where she is confused. She's beaten down by this whole process in her life. She is hurt. And when you get that hurt, you have a tendency to need to take care of the immediate in front of you, the putting food on the table, getting the bills paid, and to try to heal yourself and take care of yourself. She's doing that by finding somebody else. Not necessarily the best way to do it right out of the gate, but that's how she's handling it. If you want to say to her, look, focus on the kids. Help them heal. It will help you heal, too. If you've got your story to tell, please feel free to share it at 877-573-7825. God gives us wisdom to share.
Just one last point for Kim before we get out there. You know, the thing is, you know, even though you were not Catholic and you weren't married in a Catholic church, as baptized Christians, your marriage is still valid.
Absolutely.
And even though you are separated, it's really psychologically and spiritually foolish to be dating other people while you're still married to each other. And
just because your husband's been doing it doesn't mean it's a good idea.
It's a mess for you. It's a mess for your children. I mean, there's just so much. Please take this in the spirit it's intended. Okay, there's just so much obliviousness going on here.
Yeah.
that it's just mind-boggling.
And I get it. Pain can cause that.
Absolutely.
You just want to, you know, put up your hands and shut it all out and not let it touch your eyes. I get that. But it's time to start the healing.
You've got to wake up. Start dealing with the reality of it, getting the help that you need to start making some healthy choices instead of just reacting to the pain that you're in and the pain you've been in for so long. Deal with it face to face and face the reality of the fact that this really is affecting you and the children in ways that are completely unhealthy and actually setting up some really unhealthy patterns for your future as well. All right, 877-573-7825. We'll be back with your comments, questions, and insights coming up right after this.
During this recession, many investors are afraid to invest in stocks or bonds. It may actually be a good time to invest, since prices are now low. At Ave Maria Mutual Funds, we believe our professional investment experts have positioned the portfolios to take advantage of the economic and market recovery we expect over the next few years. Now may be an opportune time to examine your portfolio and see if the Ave Maria Mutual Funds could help you achieve your goals. To learn more about the pro-life and pro-family Ave Maria Mutual Funds, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA to receive a free investor kit or visit AveMariaFunds.com.
Schwartz Investment Counsel, Inc., a registered investment advisor established in 1980, serves as an investment advisor. All mutual funds are subject to market risk, including possible loss of principal. To obtain performance through the most recent month-end and a prospectus, which includes objectives, risks, fees, expenses, and other information that you should read and consider carefully before investing, the number is 1-866-AVE-MARIA or at AveMariaFunds.com. Distributed by Ultimus Fund Distributors, LLC.
Hi, this is Father John Ricardo, inviting you to join me as we explore some of the deepest questions that arise in our hearts, questions that shape the way we think, the way we speak, and the way we live. For all of these questions, Christ is the answer.
One of the basic aims of the Catholic men's movement is to develop better and more active fathers. This week on Christ is the Answer, Father Ricardo honors his own father and speaks about men as husbands and fathers, as discussed by John Paul the Great and Familiaris Consortio. Listen to Christ is the Answer, Wednesday evenings at 8, Saturday afternoons at 5, and Sunday mornings at 11 on 990 WDEL, 1440 WMAX, and AveMariaRadio.net on the Internet.
Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the image of the invisible God. He points us to our destiny. He reveals the dignity of the human person. He is the one who makes known the Father. Christ is the Answer.
Christ is the Answer is brought to you by the Ave Maria Communications Guild.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchak. We are taking your calls at 877-573-7825. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Our email address
is radio@exceptionalmarriages.com. And right now, Greg, we're going to a very important comment from Doug in Ohio.
Doug from Canton, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you out today?
Hi. Well, actually, first of all, it's a pleasure speaking to you. Second, I was really moved in listening to the young woman that you just had on who was going through relationship problems with her husband who had been cheating on her.
Mm-hmm.
I am experiencing now, after 18 years of marriage, basically the after effects of the exact situation that her children are currently in. I was raised in a family that even though we had massive amounts of problems, my parents always stuck together regardless of whether or not they happened to like each other at a given moment in time or not. They chose to love each other. And my wife, on the other hand, her parents had actually divorced at age 5. The father was, I think, initially maybe an okay dad, but over the years, the animosity between the mother and the father ended up seriously affecting her, and her father's multiple marriages after that, none of which worked, ended up causing massive self-esteem issues with my wife, issues with us, and her trusting me as a man after we got married, and also blaming God, because God, as a father, obviously is just as bad as her own father.
Sure.
Because if God really loved her, God would not have allowed these kinds of things to happen to her. The absence of her father in a loving way in her life effectively destroyed her in a good number of ways. Today, we're dealing with health problems that are directly related to emotional and mental problems, all as a result of that particular situation. And I will tell you that after making the commitment, I'm a cradle Catholic myself. My faith is about the only thing that actually got me through the first 18 years of this marriage. But God, truly, if you pray about it and you keep it in the forefront of your mind and you make that choice to love one another, he will work miracles. This past weekend, for the first time ever, my wife actually attended a Catholic Bible study with me and attended church with me and my children.
Wow.
This was after 18 years of choosing to love, when sometimes it was so incredibly hard to do that.
Sure.
And all of this going back to the situation that she was in as a child in her own family, eroding her self-confidence, her self-esteem, her view of herself.
Her view of God, as you were saying, it's very hard to trust God the Father when you can't trust your earthly dad. Very hard.
Absolutely.
Doug, I gotta tell you, you're really inspiring me with your comments and your witness, and I'm so grateful that you called to share your story. I know how painful, because I can hear it in your voice, these last 18 years have been, but I also see that as of this weekend, there's been a real crack in that wall of separation between you and your wife, and I'm so thrilled to hear that grace is pouring in, as it has been, of course, through you all this time, but it's finally beginning to melt your wife's heart and perhaps open her up to some greater healing in your relationship. We will certainly add you guys to our prayer list. If there's anything that we can do to support you in this progress, to help you find that peace and that unity that you so desperately need and deserve and desire, you can learn more about our services at the Pastoral Solutions Institute. I'd like to offer that to you. And, of course, For Better Forever, A Catholic Guide to Lifelong Marriage might be a great resource for you and she to start working through together. But either way, clearly you're on the right road, and your heart is so full of love and so full of grace that it's an inspiration to so many other people out there who are listening today. I hope that if you are tuning in and you heard Doug's testimony, you heard this witness, that you are going to be inspired to hang in there a little bit more and to do the work and let God work through you to heal your relationship and make it everything that he knows that it can be. Doug, thank
Greg,
you so much for the call.
Go
ahead, Doug.
I was going to say there was one thing that I truly believe helped from my wife's end. There's a ministry in the Catholic Church called Worldwide Marriage Encounter.
Yes.
Great.
We became an encountered couple a year ago. That is the single act that caused a great deal of the healing to begin on my wife's end. And I very, very strongly recommend it to anybody out there listening.
An incredible testimony.
Good marriages to actually become better. And we always felt we had a good marriage. We just had a lot of problems within it. And all good people stumble. My wife was not a bad person as an end result of what happened to her, but she just needed the tools to be able to work through it.
Sure.
And it's been an awesome experience.
Thank you for that, Doug. And we're very big supporters of Worldwide Marriage Encounter and Retrovive, both wonderful organizations that are in the church that support marriage that are struggling and also marriages that are good that want to be better. And I like the way you put that, too, that you say that you always thought you had a good marriage but that there were a lot of problems in it. You know, folks often don't realize that you can have a good marriage and still have problems. They're not mutually exclusive. And to be able to say, you know, we had a good marriage, but there were problems, it really speaks to the commitment, it speaks to the love, it speaks to the willingness to learn and to grow and to challenge each other to become everything God created you to be in this life and to help each other get ready for heaven in the next. And that's what marriage is really all about. And that's what defines that good marriage, that commitment and that willingness to work and to learn. And you clearly have that with your wife, Doug. God bless you and keep up the good work. 877-573-7825 is the toll-free number that you can call to join the conversation here on Heart, Mind, and Strength about whatever is weighing heavily on your heart, troubling your mind, or causing your strength to fail you.
I so hope that Kim was continuing to listen to Doug, and I'm sure there are a lot of other folks out there who were really touched by what Doug had to share. You know, when we say to people, no, you know, just because your child is five, like Doug's wife was, or younger than that, that doesn't mean that they were oblivious to what's going on. You know, Kim, our caller, whose husband has been having an affair on her for 4 years, thinks their kids don't know. There's so much that they do know. They might not know every horrible detail, but they perceive the disorder. They perceive the lack of trust. They perceive the anger. Often they go to the place in their own heads where they blame it on themselves. And they start behaving in all sorts of ways that are either too perfect or too acting out to try to get something to make the parents come together about something, their behavior in some way. And they take it with them. They pack it all up in a great big suitcase and take it with them into adulthood and into relationships as they try to put it all together. And they take the lack of trust. They take the inability to understand who God is. They take the confusion and they take the desperate, desperate desire to never, ever be hurt again. And that makes adulthood really rough. If you are going through a separation or a divorce, do not forget about your kids' mental and spiritual health. They need help getting this in a sense of order for themselves. They need help in understanding that this isn't their responsibility, and that doesn't come from you just telling them that. They need help figuring this all out and actually confronting their parents in a safe way to get the answers they need. Please don't forget about your kids in the process of the pain you're going through yourself.
877-573-7825 is the toll-free number that you can call with those tough marriage, family, or personal questions if you're struggling today and you just don't know where to turn to get the support you need to find healing, to find purpose, to find direction, to find the strength to go on. 877-573-7825 can be your first step in healing and recovery. Our email address?
radio@exceptionalmarriages.com.
You know, we had a call earlier from Esmeralda, who is sending her son to sixth grade for the first time in Catholic school, and had a question for us about something that's going on in religion class. She said that her son was learning that Noah's Ark was a myth, and he was kind of upset about that and trying to understand what that all means and how could she talk him through this. And you know, the thing else, Esmeralda, the Catholic approach to Scripture is we understand that the Bible has historical details in it and has history in it, and in certain cases, for instance, a lot of the Gospels report historical events quite accurately, but the whole Bible, again, this is the Catholic take, is not a history book. It is a book that conveys deep and profound truths. And so when they say that a particular story is a myth, like the creation myth or Noah's Ark myth, they're not saying that it's all made up. What they're saying is that it's not necessarily a historical fact. It may or may not be. We don't know for sure, but it's not necessarily a historical fact, and we don't have to believe that it is a historical fact. That what we do believe are the truths that are conveyed by the story that is being told there. That the historicity of that particular story is not a matter of faith, but that the truths that are conveyed by the story are a matter of faith. And I hope that clarifies it for you, because that can be a little bit disconcerting the first time somebody hears that word, because we usually, you know, popularly use that word myth to kind of talk about made-up stuff that's just a story that we tell. And that's not how the church thinks about myth. We recognize that when there is questionable historicity to a story, that, you know, you can believe it or you cannot believe it. That's your choice. But the truths of that story we're obliged to believe and learn from, because those are the truths that our faith is founded upon. So, Esmeralda, I hope that that helps ultimately. And if you have other questions, don't hesitate to give us a call. 877-573-7825. We are taking your calls about whatever issue is weighing heavily on your heart today, or causing your mind to just sort of spin out of control, or making your strength fail you. We're here for you on Heart, Mind, and Strength. We'll be back with you, your questions, comments, and insights coming up right after this.
This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Legislation to nationalize health care is facing new problems on various fronts. Besides the legislative hurdles, the public is becoming uneasy about both what they know of the new health care and what they don't. And added to that, there are possible legal challenges to the final bill. White House spokesperson Robert Gibbs summarily rejected the idea that the Constitution may defend individuals from being forced to buy insurance. Others say there is a case to be made. CNS News yesterday pulled two of the thousands of pages of the current health bill, pages 256 and 257, and found that a wide range of actual medical and insurance terms in the law would be defined later by the Secretary of Health and Human Services. Long story short, pro-abortion former Governor HHS Secretary Kathleen Sebelius will later, without legislative input, actually define what hospitalization and physician services and literally anything else she thinks is important. This is Life News Radio. The oldest organization offering help for women with emergency pregnancies was started in Toronto in 1968 and has hundreds of offices now in the U.S. and around the world. Birthright is ready for your call 24/7. When you know someone who needs support or if you're ready to help, call the Birthright Hotline, 800-550-4900, 800-550-4900. Next week, look for stories at lifenews.com on the results of you and your Tuesday vote. Be sure your vote counts. It's just the right thing to do. For pro-life headlines you can read in less than a minute each day, delivered to your email address, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.
You're listening to the best of Heart, Mind, and Strength.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength. We're Dr. Greg and Lisa Popchuk, and we are taking your calls right now at 877-573-7825. Hey, I don't normally like to do this, but over the break, we lost Betsy in Washington, D.C., who had a great question, and we really wanted to respond to her concern. So, Betsy, if you're still listening, you want to get back on the line, give us a holler at 877-573-7825. If you're not Betsy and you'd still like to call, we'd love to hear from you as well. Again, that toll-free number, 877-573-7825. Right now, let's go to Janet in McKinney, Texas. Janet, welcome to Heart, Mind, and Strength. How can we help you today?
Hi, how are you today?
We're doing just fine, thank you. What's up with you?
Nothing is up with me. I just wanted to make a comment on your last caller.
Okay.
And I think it was strongly, I've never called in before. I always listen to you guys. But I just wanted to tell the gentleman that's been married for 18 years that has been so blessed for his wife slowly healing, that I think we also need to incorporate into the conversation obedience. I think God has honored his obedience. And when we take our marriage vows, we promise to love, honor, and obey. And I think all the people that are struggling, obedience is not an easy thing to deal with. I know I have a husband who's extremely sick, and trying to respect him as head of the household and be caregiver. You know, the word obedience has been coming into my life a lot lately, and I just think couples need to remember that they promise to love, honor, and obey. You know, not only to each other, but, you know, to God also.
To God.
So,
you know, it's interesting that you bring it up, Jen. I think you have a great point. I think that a lot of people think that obedience is something that you ask from either an animal, a child, or a religious. you know, that, that our religious are take vows of obedience to their bishop, to the head of their order, whatever it is.
Right.
But truly, we're all called to be obedient to God. And when we've entered into, especially a sacramental marriage, the idea
right.
of being obedient to Him, to do our very best to live out that sacrament as fully as possible. And there are days, months, years in marriages where people say, all right, God, the person I'm married to is a total jerk or has done something horrible, or I'm dealing with this long as you are a long-term illness. This is incredibly hard, but you're my first spouse. So I'm
right.
obedient to you to work this out between my earthly spouse and myself because I know you've put me here for a reason. Help! I'm sending up a big red flare. It's okay to scream out
right.
for help. It's okay to beat against God's chest, but it's okay to say to Him, I'm doing this out of obedience. Now I really would be very grateful if you'd show me the fruit of this as soon as possible. It's okay
right.
to live
that way. And He honors that. And He honors that.
He does.
And He honors our obedience. So I think that man that went 18 years and just feeling like he was knocking his head up against a brick wall, you know, God is saying, you've been obedient, you've listened to me, you've continued to try even through the toughest, through the toughest times, and, you know, I'm honoring that now. And so,
well, Jen, I want to thank you for seconding everything that Doug was saying and for sharing some of your own experience as well. We're grateful that you are a faithful listener of Heart, Mind, and Strength. And if there's anything that we can do to support you in your journey as you deal with your own struggles with your sick husband and just some of the frustrations that come from all of that, we'd love to hear from you again. Keep us posted. And if you have other questions for us, don't ever hesitate to call again now that you're part of the caller family of the Heart, Mind, and Strength
right.
listenership. God bless you, Janet. 877-573-7825. You know, I did want to just throw out one point here that has just been being driven home to me over the last year especially. I mean, I've always appreciated it intellectually, but on a deeper gut level, I'm just having a much, much stronger, more profound sense of this in the last year or so, especially being as active in the marriage movement as we are. And with all the developments about, you know, threatening traditional marriage and those sorts of things. You know, earlier, Kim, our caller, who was being cheated on by her husband and whose husband really wasn't sure whether he could reconcile with her or not, and that whole deal, she made a passing comment that I hear a lot from other people, where she said, but should I want to reconcile, or should I try to reconcile even if I don't have any feelings left for him?
Sure.
And I want to put this out there for you to consider, especially if you're in a troubled marriage. I want you to just really think about this because it's a delicate thing to talk about. It's a painful thing to talk about. Some people would say it's an insensitive thing to say, but it's true, and I think it needs to be out there. You know, the fact is, every married couple, every married family, all right, every family is a brick, all right, in the foundation of civilization. Married couples and families are what holds society together. If a marriage falls apart, then society falls apart. You're seeing that. You know, we want you to be a happy brick.
A very happy brick.
We want you to be a healthy brick. But mainly we need you to be a brick. So even when you're not happy in your marriage, even when things are really kind of awful, even when it's a real struggle, you are doing a good and noble and purposeful and wonderful thing by staying in the marriage for two reasons. One, because you are serving that societal purpose of being the brick that holds it all together. And frankly, these days, we need all the bricks we can get. All right,
true.
That's number one. So what you're doing, staying in that marriage that's not subjectively rewarding to you, is not a bad thing. It's an important ministry. All right. Number two, the thing that you need to keep in mind is, as our previous caller was just pointing out, God does honor your obedience. And He does respect the sacrifice that you're putting in there. And if you are willing to do the work, not just ride it out, but do the hard work, like Doug is doing, to continue bringing his faith up and continue gently, lovingly prodding his wife to grow and overcome her issues so that they can grow together in their relationship, and challenging himself to overcome his issues so that they can grow in their relationship. If you're willing to do the work over that time, even if it's hard, even if it's a challenge, God will bless that. And you need to be faithful. All right? So I want you to really focus on that if you're in a troubled marriage. You know, don't just focus on how your feelings aren't there. You're doing an important job by sticking it out. You're holding up civilization. And we need you to be there doing that work, because there aren't enough people doing it.
And I really do want to emphasize what you told to Kim. Feelings do follow actions. You know, how many of us get up in the morning and we don't want to go to work and we don't want to answer the call to the baby in the crib who's, you know, wet and cranky and needs to be fed. And we don't want to. We all feel it. We're human. Our flesh recoils from hard work. But when we get up and we do it, the fruit is good. You know, you get that shower, you go to work, you make that living, you pick up that baby, you look into its eyes, you get to cuddle it, and love gets built. You start doing the work of marriage. You start doing the things that will bring love back into it, and you can turn those feelings around. You really can rebuild those feelings and bring them to a point you never believed you'd ever get to.
But it just takes that willingness to stick it out and to make it work and to put in the time and the effort and the energy and the prayer so that you can heal. We can make that happen. I want to give our apologies to Nancy. We don't have time to take your call, unfortunately, not to do it justice anyway. So if you would call us back tomorrow, I can guarantee you that you'll be first up in line, and we will be talking with you then. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in today, offering your support, asking your questions, and sharing your insights as well with all of our Heart, Mind, and Strength listeners. We'll be here tomorrow taking your calls. But until then, come on over and visit us at our place. I'll give you our address. It's www.exceptionalmarriages.com, where you can read excerpts from our books, take our quizzes, find out more about the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice, where you can get the support, encouragement, and tools you need to start living that faithful and abundant life. That's the Pastoral Solutions Institute's telephone counseling practice. Learn more about it at exceptionalmarriages.com. As I said, we'll be here tomorrow, but until then, get out there and love the Lord
with all your heart, mind, and strength.
God bless everybody. Have a great day.
You've been listening to Heart, Mind, and Strength with Greg and Lisa Popcheck. Heart, Mind, and Strength is produced by Ave Maria Radio and is supported by the generosity of listeners like you. Tune in every weekday at noon, 11 Central, for more faith-filled answers to life's difficult questions on Heart, Mind, and Strength.
So I choose to love with my heart, mind, and strength. With your precious grace, everything I face, I will overcome with my heart, mind, and strength.
Would you like a copy of this program? If you miss a part of this program or want to hear it again, Ave Maria programming can be made yours when you order. Just call 734-930-4506. Within a few weeks, you'll receive a copy of this show and any others you want to order on CD. Call 734-930-4506. Now at the Ave Maria online store, praying with the saints for the holy souls in purgatory. Let the saints inspire you to intercede for the holy souls in purgatory. This inspiring book shows how you can join the saints in this act of divine charity, thereby attaining spiritual gifts for acts done for the souls that cry out to us for relief. To learn more about praying with the saints for the holy souls in purgatory, go to the online store at AveMariaRadio.net. That's AveMariaRadio.net.
Hi, I'm Vanessa Denha-Garmo, editor-in-chief of the Chaldean News. Prostate cancer is on the rise in the community. That was the cover story of this month's issue. Get the information you need to learn how to catch the disease early. Next month, on November 7th, Carmanos Cancer Institute is offering free PSA screenings to Chaldean men. Information is in our October issue. Also featured this month are the All Things Girls and All Things Boys series by Ave Maria's own Teresa Tamio with Cheryl DeGau. The books are getting the attention of our Chaldean families wanting raised Catholics in a secular world. Get your copy of the Chaldean News and learn about this ancient community living in modern times. You can subscribe or advertise today. Join Carmanos Cancer Institute, Kitchen Studio Security Central Protection. Log on to CaldeaNews.com and sign up for your weekly newsletter.